Hello, welcome to Learn Vietnamese with Lynn. This is Lesson 1, Basic Sentence Structure in Essential Grammar. In this lesson, you are going to learn about a basic Vietnamese sentence structure. First, we are going to learn a few words today. Tôi, this is a pronoun meaning I or me. Là, thì, this is a verb meaning to be. Học sinh, this is a noun, meaning pupil or student. Uống, this is a verb, meaning to drink. Nước ngọt, this is a noun, meaning soft drink. Không, meaning no or not. Tốt, this is an adjective, meaning good. Cao, an adjective, meaning tall. Thuận lợi, this is an adjective, meaning convenient or helpful. Ngôi nhà, this is a noun meaning a house. Đẹp, this is an adjective meaning beautiful. Đó, this means that. Giỏi is another word for good. Nhiều, meaning many or much. Ăn, which is a verb meaning eat. Ngủ is a verb meaning sleep. So we are back to the Vietnamese sentence structure. The Vietnamese sentence structure is very similar to the English sentence structure, which is subject, verb, and object. It's different from Japanese or Korean, in which it is subject, object, and verb. If you are an English speaker, I think you might find Vietnamese much easier. There are two parts of a sentence, major part and minor part. Major part includes subject and predicative. Subject can be anything like nouns, pronoun, verb that act like nouns, or adjective that act like nouns. For example, tôi là học sinh, meaning I'm a student. In here, you see tôi is pronoun being a subject. Another example, uống nước ngọt thì không tốt, meaning drinking soft drink is not good. Here you have drinking soft drink, uống nước ngọt, as a verb that acts like a noun and become the subject of the sentence. Another example, cao thì thuận lợi, meaning being tall is helpful. So here you have an adjective that acts like a subject. Ngôi nhà đó thì đẹp, meaning that house is beautiful. So you have a noun that acts like a subject, which is very common. So you see, predicated pretty much the verb and the object that go with it. Or it can be just the verb alone. For example, tôi ngủ, meaning I sleep. In this sentence, tôi is the subject and ngủ is the predicative. Tôi là học sinh, I am pupil. Tôi is the subject, là is the verb, and học sinh is the object. And in here, là học sinh is the predicative. Without the major part, which is the subject and the predicative, the sentence becomes meaningless. The minor part are usually the complements or the adverbs. Tôi là học sinh giỏi, for example, meaning I'm a good student. So the word giỏi means good. It complements the word học sinh. Tôi là học sinh is the major part. Giỏi is the minor. Without it, the sentence still makes sense. You are a student. The minor part tells people that you're not only a student, but a good student. However, without the major part, the sentence becomes giỏi, and it doesn't make any sense. What is good? Tôi ăn nhiều, meaning I eat a lot. Tôi, here is I, ăn meaning eat, are the major part of the sentence. Nhiều, meaning a lot, is not. This word is the minor part. Without it, the sentence still makes sense, meaning I eat. Without the major part, tôi ăn, the sentence becomes nhiều, which doesn't make any sense. Also in this lesson, I would like to introduce you to the verb là. Là is a verb to be in English. However, the verb in English can be changed to am, are, is, was, were, and so on, but it's not the case for là. The special thing about Vietnamese is that you don't have to conjugate. You don't have to change the words by adding or replacing anything. Là is always là. Now I will introduce you to the negative structure of basic sentence. Không means no or not in Vietnamese. To write a sentence in negative form, you just need to add không right after the subject. There is an exception. When it combines with là, it has to be không phải là, meaning not right, instead of không là. Grammatically, không là is not wrong, but Vietnamese is a language about sound. Không là doesn't sound right in speaking. People sometimes say like that or write like that, but không phải là is preferred for am not, is not, and are not. The structure is subject plus không plus verb plus object. Example, tôi không phải là học sinh, meaning I'm not a student. Tôi không ăn, meaning I don't eat. So that is lesson 1 in essential grammar. Thank you for listening and see you again in the next lesson.